Seeing the size of the cars and the people, you will wonder if you have arrived in the land of giants. The landscape before you is vast. There seems to be no end to what you see. The sky, the avenues, the buildings go on and on and on. Your neck will stretch more than it ever has when you tilt your head back to see the top of a skyscraper. You will not hesitate to fill your lungs with the translucent air. If you come from a land where women must don the veil, you will be stunned to see veilless women walk about. You will be even more stunned to see a few veiled ones passing them by, each paying no mind to the other. The two versions of Eve you thought could never mix are milling about before your very eyes. This is another American miracle, not only of harmony among ethnicities, but also beliefs. If you yourself donned a veil, not by personal choice, but by religious order, here's your chance to peel it away. Give your head a good shake and let the wind blow through your hair. What will be even more wondrous than your bare head is that no one will stare at you. And unlike what the clerics had always warned, no men will be driven wild. In fact, you will be disappointed at how uneventful it is to be bareheaded. America has a veil of her own, the cloak of insignificance, that she instantly drapes over everyone. All you had been told about the dangers of veillessness proves untrue. The only one staring at that moment is you. At the oblivious passers-by. For so long, you lived under the gaze of neighbors, intelligence agents, or male family members whose business it was to guard your virtue. On the streets you knew, people held a ceaseless vigil, monitoring the block. Neighbors were often busybodies who watched the comings and goings of other neighbors. Stricken men and women, whose lives had been brought to a standstill by war, tyranny, or disaster, sat on their stoops at their windows and ogled. Perhaps they were waiting for the blight over their lives to lift like fog, or for the Savior to arrive. Those who gawked did so on behalf of the authorities or fearing them. Newspapers report on how bombings, autocrats or typhoons ruin economies and spread disease. Charts and graphs with numbers lined in columns next to them show the rise and fall of the GDP, air quality, human health. But the more commonplace fallouts of tyranny, as they affect life's ordinary routines, are less measurable. Apathy, evil in its own way, is a luxury of freedom. At the voting booth, democracy boils down to a ballot. On ordinary streets, as you see them on that first day, it manifests as indifference. The novelty you are experiencing today is just that. No one watches or cares much about what you do as long as you do not harm anyone. Bask in the icy calm of this refreshing indifference. Years later, you might yearn for attention, but for now, you want to vanish amid the crowd and find this oblivion comforting.